This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A 16-year-old West Batesville girl is missing and police need your help to find her. Detective Mike Mundy of the Independence County Sheriff's Office said Melina Browser was last seen November 24th, Thanksgiving Day, in the vicinity of the White River Medical Center. Mundy said Ms. Brower was in the company of Janiel Corley Jr. Mundy said if you have any information concerning the whereabouts of Melina Browser, contact him at the Sheriff's Office. The number is 870-793-8878. Mundy described Ms. Browser as approximately 5'6" tall, 140 pounds, blonde hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a sweater and blue jeans. Again, the Sheriff's Department number is 870-793-8878. Detective Mike Mundy. A Deschutes area man's been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with felony burglary and theft. Court documents say 18-year-old Stephen Lee Massey of 60 Gaynor Ferry Road burglarized a Sulphur Rock residence in August and stole several items, including power tools, BB guns, gold rings, and collector coins. Massey's bond has been set at $30,000. Major assets of bankrupt Yarnell's Ice Cream Company of Searcy have been sold to a Chicago-based company for $1.3 million. Schulze & Birch Biscuit Company purchased some Yarnell's equipment and its real estate during the bankruptcy auction on Wednesday. Schulze & Birch has a toaster, pastry, and granola bar business in Searcy, but its plans for the Yarnell's property were not clear. Some recipes were sold for $2,500 to David Davidson, who said he hopes to resell them for profit. Yarnell's guilt-free line was bought by former employee Jeff Holtz, who said he hopes to restart the line. Yarnell's filed for bankruptcy in August after shutting down operations in June. Craighead County authorities say three escapees from the county jail have been found and arrested in Central Florida. Deputy U.S. Marshal Bob Clark said the three were found Wednesday in a trailer park in Polk City, Florida. That's about 45 miles west of Tampa. They were arrested after a short foot chase. The three are 24-year-old Zachary Dunn of Reno, 23-year-old Jason Brown of Jonesboro, and 21-year-old Corey Kitchen of Jonesboro. County Sheriff Jack McCann said the three escaped November 23rd by climbing into the attic, then getting between the walls to get out of the building before throwing a blanket over a razor wire fence to climb out. Brown was being held for arson, Dunn for drug possession, and Kitchen for burglary. And Mark Martin Kia is proud of their accomplishment, and well, they should be. When it comes to customer satisfaction, Mark Martin Kia is ranked as the number one dealership in the U.S. That's number one out of 783 dealers nationwide. A survey of car buyers asked questions in 60 categories, from facility to inventory to people, product knowledge, vehicle condition, financing process, and much more. A perfect ranking would be 1,000. Mark Martin Kia scored a 999.9. The survey was conducted through October 2011. Our congratulations to the nation's best Kia dealership right here in our backyard on Batesville Boulevard at Southside. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.